Can you talk a little bit about right now what data we have on various checkpoint inhibitors in head and neck cancer and how you integrate it into your clinical algorithm?
Yeah, it's a good question. So right now we have two approved agents for head and neck cancer. The first is pembrolizumab, and it was approved as a result of a phase II and phase I-B cohorts that were merged, showing response rates around 18% or so, and some long-term responses. And then the CheckMate paper that was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, and this randomized patients to nivolumab versus, I was alluding to, kind of dealer's choice, chemotherapy, and showed a 13% response rate and improvement in overall survival of 2 months compared to chemotherapy, which is a pretty big breakthrough in second-line therapy. So those patients who failed platinum, in the metastatic setting, that these people, are refractory to agents that may work. And so this improvement in survival is actually pretty great. So based on that data, we're now using these checkpoint inhibitors in patients who failed platinum therapy. So that's how they're indicated by the FDA. So you have to have failed a platinum-based agent in order to receive the drugs. So if people have gotten chemotherapy and radiation therapy, for example, and they come back to my clinics, they've failed now, if they're not eligible for a clinical study, the first thing, we'll consider is the checkpoint inhibitor, one of them, either pembrolizumab or nivolumab, that's been approved by the FDA. And there are ongoing studies now looking at combinations of PD-1 inhibitors or PD-L1 inhibitors in combination with CTLA-4 inhibitors. So it's a pretty robust group of clinical trials that are moving forward. So this is kind of an exciting time for us in head and neck cancer because we haven't really had an approved agent since cetuximab.
I assume that these agents are being looked at in trials in an earlier setting, first line chemo radiation.
Yes. So there is a study now that we're involved with looking at pembrolizumab in combination with cisplatin and radiation for people with locally advanced cancers versus cisplatin and radiation therapy. So that'll be the first study to look at people with locally advanced disease.